a Jewish journal article, Abyssal Torah, Jewish Unity. This week we experienced an international effort through AISH to bring Jews together. The initiative was called Global Hour of Jewish Unity. AISH CEO Stephen Berg asked Jews to sing the SHMA at precisely the same time, emulating our ancestors during the reign of Queen Esther. Just as the Jews of Shushan came together and prayed for a miracle, so too with prayer we shall overcome this evil in the world. And he urges that our prayers will garner enough strength to return the hostages and bring peace to Israel. I joined the prayerful effort. But I want more. Immediately after October 7, Jews banded together to support our brethren in Israel. Months later, Jewish unity is being tested. Physical and spiritual fatigue has set in and tension between Jews is taking root. Whether we are reacting online or in person, our words are used as a fuel, creating a dangerous combustion ready to destroy the bonds that are necessary for Jewish survival. We may disagree with each other on a plethora of issues, but our differences must not dismantle the strength of Jewish spirit. There are too many plotting for the demise of the Jews to concede to an emerging disunity within our people. What does unity look like? SHMA Israel. Israel, listen. Those that wrestle with God, those that ask questions, those that take learning seriously and dig deeper, stay connected in our willingness to engage in dialogue and conversation. Listen first. We were open to praying together at the very same time. Let's now put the prayer into action. The people and land of Israel will be bolstered by the unity of the Jewish people. May future generations look back at this time and see that we stood together. Am Achad Bilio Vachad, one people with one heart. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is senior rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.